When a person passes away, their estate is either distributed according to their will or according to the state's intestacy law. This process, referred to as probate, is overseen by either an executor or an administrator, depending on whether the person has left behind a will or not. Without a will, there is a significant possibility that the estate would not be distributed according to the deceased person's wishes nor handled by a trusted individual. Probate administration in New Jersey. Probate is the legal process of authenticating and recognizing the last will and testament of a deceased person, also referred to as a decedent. Probate also authorizes a personal representative to act on behalf of the decedent. The personal representative has the responsibility of pooling the decedent's assets, paying off any outstanding debts to creditors, fulfilling legal obligations such as paying the estate tax, and distributing any remaining assets to the decedent's heirs and beneficiaries. Probate in New Jersey can proceed in different ways depending on whether the decedent left behind a valid will and whether they named their own personal representatives. A person who has left behind a will is referred to as a testator. In the event that the testator has named an executor in their will and the person assigned is willing to perform their duty, they will be referred to as the executor of the testator's estate. The distribution of the testator's estate will proceed according to their last will and testament. Duties and responsibilities of an executor. An executor is a person or an entity appointed by the testator of a will to settle the estate once the testator has passed. The testator can name a person, a bank, or a trust company. It is also possible to appoint multiple co-executors to fulfill the duty of administration, which can be beneficial in cases where the testator left behind a sizable estate. Being assigned as an executor does not make a person obligated to accept the responsibility. They can decline the responsibility or be relieved at any time during the probate administration process. New Jersey has a few limitations regarding who can be assigned as an executor. 1. Must be of legal age. 2. Did not acquire the position through fraud or misconduct. 3. Is not legally incapacitated. 4. Is not otherwise unsuitable to serve under NJ Stat. 4. An. Section 3B, 1421, 77 NJ 316. Executor versus Executrix. The roles and responsibilities of an executor and an executrix do not differ. An executor can be used to refer to a male individual or a general entity assigned to settle the affairs of a testator, while an executrix is meant to refer to a female personal representative. While it is an official role, the term executrix is not commonly used, as people acting in the role are generally referred to as executors. When a person dies without a will. The difference between an executor and an administrator mostly lies in the way they are appointed rather than the way they perform their tasks or the scope of their responsibilities. An administrator is tasked with settling the affairs of a decedent who did not leave a will behind, dying intestate. Compared to an executor who is assigned through a will, an administrator is someone who is assigned by the surrogate's court or someone who sends in an application from the pool of the decedent's heirs. Qualified administrators would be given letters of administration as an equivalent to letters testamentary that gives them the authority to handle the decedent's assets. The surrogate's court recognizes a hierarchy of heirs to determine the order of who would be given precedence when applying as an administrator. The court will typically honor the following order in accordance with the statute of descent and distribution. 1. Spouse or domestic partner. 2. Children above the age of 18. 3. Guardians of any minor children, if there are no spouses or adult children. 4. The decedent's parents. 5. The decedent's siblings. 6. The decedent's grandparents. 7. The decedent's aunts and uncles. 8. The decedent's stepchildren. To apply as an administrator, the interested party should submit the following documents to the surrogate's court and be interviewed by the probate clerk to determine the interested party's standing in their eligibility for appointment. One. Certified death certificate of the decedent. Two. A detailed list of the decedent's assets. Three. An estimate of the decedent's debts and liabilities. 4. Contact information for the heirs at law. Special cases in intestacy law. When a person dies intestate and with only a minimal estate, specific members of the decedent's family can file an affidavit with the surrogate's court to allow them to become the estate's de facto administrator to some capacity. Affidavit of surviving spouse. The decedent's surviving spouse would be the only one able to inherit and file this type of affidavit. The surviving spouse can receive letters of administration to their decedent spouse's estate as long as the estate is valued at no more than $20,000. Affidavit of next of kin. Those who are entitled to inherit according to intestacy law may apply under this affidavit. However, if there are multiple next of kin who share the same degree of kinship, notarized documents of consent from the other individuals must be secured before a person can obtain letters of administration. Assets in the decedent's estate should also not exceed $10,000 in entirety. The next of kin should also be able to provide certification of their relationship to the decedent. How long does an executor or administrator have to distribute assets during probate? Personal representatives in a probate administration case are mandated by New Jersey statute to close out the estate and distribute any remaining assets to the heirs, beneficiaries in a timely manner. However, there is no set minimum or maximum time by which a personal representative should have already finalized the estate administration. If the estate is sizable enough to be taxed, the executor-administrator should wait for the closing letter from either the state or the IRS to be able to close out the estate. Fiduciary duty of a personal representative. Once the personal representative has been issued either the letters testamentary or letters of administration necessary to have authority over the estate, they have a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that they act in the best interest of the estate and the heirs, beneficiaries. Duties and responsibilities of executors, trusts versus wills. In estate planning, wills and trusts are both tools that can require the help of a separate individual. This help is needed to administer the terms of the documents as per the wishes of the grantor, in the case of trusts, or testator, for wills. The role of executor is given when a person is appointed through a will, while a person who is appointed through a trust is called a trustee.